This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 26 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel, the weather today is warm and sunny, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv is also enjoying clear skies. However, in Haifa, you might see some clouds later. As the night falls, temperatures will remain comfortable across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the IDF has banned Palestinian workers from Israeli settlements in the West Bank after a string of terror attacks, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the government plans to extend the special situation in the home front, as reported by Walla earlier today. Separately, a major U.S. attack on Iran is only delayed, not cancelled, I-24 News reported earlier today. And finally, a 67-year-old woman has been charged with offensive language at the Bondi massacre site, according to Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, a media monitoring organization, posted just minutes ago that a Chinese businessman justified Palestinian violence against Israel, claiming it's a response to being treated as a subspecies. Hillel Nuyer, a human rights advocate, posted earlier today about disturbing allegations against Karim Kham, involving multiple instances of rape and misconduct. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted just minutes ago that the IRGC has deployed ballistic missiles and drones in Tehran, suggesting it as a potential target. Let's go deeper, starting with the talks between Netanyahu and Trump. Ynet reports that Netanyahu will discuss Iran's military rebuilding and oppose Saudi uranium enrichment. He also aims to block F-35 sales to Turkey and demand a crackdown on Hamas and Hezbollah. These discussions could impact regional security and diplomatic relations in the Middle East. Turning to the IDF's decision on Palestinian workers, the Jerusalem Post indicates this measure follows recent terror attacks. Exceptions might apply in specific industrial and construction areas. This decision could strain relations further in the West Bank and affect local economies. Meanwhile, Walla reports that the government plans to extend a special situation declaration on the home front until August 11th. This move reflects heightened security concerns. Residents across the country may need to prepare for extended security measures. In related news, I-24 News reveals that a U.S. strike on Iran is postponed, not cancelled. This follows rising tensions and could influence future diplomatic negotiations. The possibility of military action remains a significant concern for the region. Finally, a troubling incident at Bondi. The Australian Jewish News reports a woman has been charged with anti-Semitic language at the massacre site. This highlights ongoing issues of hate speech and community tensions. On the economic front. First, Moovit, an Israeli company, plans to lay off a third of its workforce in a strategic shift, according to Israel Hayom Business from earlier reports. Separately, Oppo's new foldable phone, the Find N6, showcases cutting-edge technology, but faces challenges with its high price, as CTech reported previously. And finally, Ynet Business reports that a senior official at Israel's airport customs was fired for misconduct, including false attendance reports. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI, based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.